All right, Jerry, why don't you lead us off?
Coach Norton.
Yes.
Training camp as defensive coordinator in the National Football League.
Yes.
And with the Oakland Raiders.
Yes.
Your opening thoughts?
Real excited. Really like Napa. Really nice town. The team is really working hard, and really happy to be here. And, you know, putting my stamp on this defense, and it's been really exciting so far.
Seems like you are perpetual motion. Have you always been like that as a coach?
Yeah, well, you know, I always kind of pattern my coaching after how I played, and I'm going to approach it that way, just with a lot of energy, with a lot of enthusiasm, and really enjoy what I do, and it's contagious to my players.
Do you ever have to get yourself going in the morning, or you just naturally?
It was naturally that way. From the way I am and being around in my coaching staffs in the past years, a lot of energy and enthusiasm. That's the only one way how to do it.
What's the biggest difference, Ken, being a position coach to now taking on the whole defense? Do you find yourself spreading yourself out, or are you still kind of going over towards those linebackers?
Well, the biggest difference is I don't have one position to coach. I'm coaching all the positions now. You know, I have the whole group. In the old days, it was just the linebackers. Now, the whole room is my room. So, they have to, the whole room feels, you know, who I am and what's important to me. And I'm able to spread myself, you know, amongst others.
What do you want the Oakland Raiders defense to look like? What kind of identity do you want it to have?
Oh, it's good. Very competitive, smart, tough, enthusiastic, and just playing really hard. I want to let them know that we coach effort first. All right, what are they made of? You know, how hard are you playing? When you guys watch them play, I wanted to jump off the film that these guys really want it. They're really playing hard.
A few of the players are talking about how, like, this energy thing's from morning till night. They're talking about, like, at breakfast, yelling at them, like, you had plenty of time to eat. Sounds almost like there's a military influence there. Is there any of that?
Well, my father was in the military. My grandfather was, and my great uncle was. So that's a military influence. But I just love ball. And I just know how to do it one way, a lot of energy, enthusiasm. And I think if you love what you do, it's not work. You just wake up clapping and you just go to work. And this is what we do. And I want to make sure everybody enjoys being here. If you don't enjoy being here, you're in the wrong place. We love ball.
You have an interesting mix of younger players and veteran players. Who's jumping out to you, and how do you see the position battle shaping up?
Well, you know, the central theme is competition, as you know, and it's competition all across the board in every position group. At the same time, you know, Woodson steps out and Tuck and Khalil, the main guys that you know, and those guys are really leading the way. They've really bought in, understand who I am and what this defense is supposed to be like, and I'm very happy the way they're leading the younger guys.
Tough to get veterans excited about camp.
Well, if they love ball, no. I mean, we know how temporary this game is. You know how short the window is to play. So, no, if they love ball, you know, you're a veteran. No, I can't even imagine that.
In the grand scheme of things, where does scheme fit in as opposed to passion, energy, and effort?
Oh, it all fits in together. You have passion, energy, and effort because you love ball. But you also got to be smart. You got to know what you're doing. You have to study, and the guys are really taking it in, and guys are working together, watching their iPads, or talking a lot of ball. We know we're in meetings day in and day out, so scheme has everything to do with it, but you have to combine it. You can't just have scheme and a bunch of guys who don't want to play, or a bunch of guys who don't want to play, or do want to play and don't know what they're doing. There's a combination between the talents and the passion, and each guy working together and understanding their connection across the board.
Some of the guys in the off-season program have talked about how they thought it was they didn't call the scheme simplistic, but it was more basic to the point where they were just allowed to play fast. Is that something you believe?
Well, I just want them to know what they're doing. Yeah. I don't want to, you know, you put too much, then you're spreading yourself out. I've always known that you get really good at one thing, and you get really good at it, and then you go to the next thing. All right, and it's important that they understand that. Let's understand that no one is going to outplay us. No one's going to out-effort us. No one's going to out-scheme us. And you guys are going to know exactly where you are. You know the connection between everybody.
Reggie McKenzie was asked this morning about the possibility of taking a look at Tony McDaniel.
And
he said, it's a possibility. you're familiar with him.
Right.
Actually, you don't have any knowledge that you could let it privy to regarding him coming here. What kind of player is he and what could he bring?
I've had some, you know, good battles and some good times with Tony. You know, those decisions are made, you know, in another group. But if they can do anything to help improve us, if there's someone out there who can help us be better, let's bring them in and give them a shot.
All the veterans brought in Curtis Lofton plugged into that middle linebacker spot. How key is a middle linebacker to your defense?
Well, you know, when you have a middle former middle linebacker as your coordinator and a former middle linebacker as your head coach, that position becomes very important. And you look at Curtis' background, he's played a lot of football for a long time and hadn't missed any games. So he's very, very productive, very smart, knows how to play ball, and knows how to run the defense, and he's a guy that I'm glad we have him.
How much from your experience in Seattle are you able to bring in and incorporate? That's pretty nasty defense.
Absolutely. It didn't start out that way. We had to build it. And we had to understand the positions and the people and the knowledge and everybody working together. And I think it just takes time. Time, energy, you know, is a function of us developing who we want to be.
Would you like your cornerbacks to be physical at the line of scrimmage?
We like them to play hard. We like the competition factor of it. But, again, we also like guys that bump and run and have make great plays on the ball. Absolutely.
There's a conscious decision made in the offseason after 3 years of bringing in veteran corners. Like, you know what, let's develop the guys we've got.
Right.
How's that coming along?
Pretty good. We've only been here a little over a week. Again, competition is there. You know, the young corners that I've been with in the past, they started out with no one knowing who they were. And then all of a sudden, they're the stars of the league. And it's a matter of coaching, developing, time, energy, effort, and just the group, you know, the whole group. Village raising everybody. So I'm real happy with where we are, and we still have a long way to go.
You see the same potential with this group here?
Absolutely. At this point, yes. The competition, the talents, it's all here. It's just a matter of work. It's a matter of experience. It's a matter of time. It takes time. You know, winners aren't built in a week. It takes time. That's what camp is for, and they're working their tails off.
That he stood out as a leader and everything. It's pretty clear you guys are counting on him a lot. He's running all over the linebacker, defensive end, and all that. Have you ever had a guy that you use the same way that he does? You see a guy like him that you've coached before?
You know, Khalil is special. There's a lot of, you know, players that might be similar, but he's in a class of his own. I mean, Bruce Irvin in Seattle is similar. But at the same time, Khalil, he's built. He's athletic. Talented, he's smart, and he's relentless. And those things, you know, that versatility gives you the ability to move him at end. You got him at backer, you put him behind the ball. He's amazing, and he's the type of guy that, you know, that you want to surround him with good football players.
Do you think that you're going to move him around some, or would you like him to be at that end spot, stick to it?
Well, I'm not going to talk, you know, about all the schemes, but he's going to be in position to make plays.
Jack's made a major emphasis of leaving the last several years in the rearview mirror, moving forward. But even that being said, did you spend much time at all even looking at what the defense played like last year, just get an idea for the guys that came back, or did you just move ahead?
Oh, you have to know your personnel. You have to know, you know, who's playing D-line, linebacker, corner, safety. You have to know who you have. So we spent a lot of time going into our when we first you know, arrived here, to have understand who we are, understand what our needs are, understand you know, who has talent, and then that's when you go into the free agency and the draft and all those things. They give you the guidance on that. But yes, we do know who we have and watched them. Yes.
How is Edwards doing so far? What does he work on?
Edwards is just young, and he's doing some fantastic things. I mean, the things we saw in the film when we scouted him, he's a lot twitchier. You know, he's fast. He moves pretty good. So we're very, very, very happy with his development. And it's only he's only getting better.
He can play both inside and outside. That's what we like about him. He's versatile.
Versatile, fast. And he's a good football player.